years, shielded for all time against the insults of change.
Tepic glanced down at the High Priest's knuckles. They were white, the bone pressing through the flesh as though in a rage to escape. His gaze slid up the grey-clad arm to Dios's face. Ye gods, he thought, it's really true. He does look like they got tired of waiting for him to die and pickled him anyway. Then his eyes met those of the priest, more or less with a clang. He felt as though his flesh was being very slowly blown off his bones. He felt that he was no more significant than a mayfly. A necessary mayfly, certainly, a mayfly who would be accorded all due respect, but still an insect, with all the rights thereof, and as much free will in the fury of that gaze as a scrap of papyrus in a hurricane.
The king's will is that he be interred in a pyramid, said Dios, in the tone of voice the creator must have used to sketch out the moon and stars.
Said Tepic.
The finest of pyramids for the king, said Dios.
Tepic gave up.
Oh, he said. Good, fine, yes. The very best, of course.
Pataclusp beamed with relief, produced his wax tablet with a flourish, and took a stylus from the recesses of his wig. The important thing, he knew, was to clinch the deal as soon as possible. Let things slip in a situation like this, and a man could find himself with 1,500,000 tons of bespoke limestone on his hands.
Then that will be the standard model, shall we say, O water in the desert?
Tepic looked at Dios, who was standing and glaring at nothing now, staring the bulldogs of entropy into submission by willpower alone.
I think something larger, he ventured hopelessly.
That's the executive, said Pataclusp. Very exclusive, O base of the Eternal Column. Last you a perpetuality. Also our special offer this eon is various measurements of paracosmic significance built into the very fabric at no extra cost.
He gave Tepic an expectant look.
Yes, yes, that will be fine, said Tepic.
Dios took a deep breath.
The king requires far more than that, he said.
I do? Said Tepic, doubtfully.
Indeed, sire, it is your express wish that the greatest of monuments is erected for your father, said Dios smoothly.
This was a contest, Tepic knew, and he didn't know the rules or how to play, and he was going to lose.
It is? Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose it is, really. Yes.
A pyramid unequalled along the Djell, said Dios. That is the command of the king. It is only right and proper.
Yes, yes, something like that. Twice the normal size, said Tepic desperately, and had the brief satisfaction of seeing Dios look momentarily disconcerted.
Sire, he said. It is only right and proper, said Tepic.
Dios opened his mouth to protest, and saw Tepic's expression, and shut it again. Pataclusp scribbled busily, his Adam's apple bobbing. Something like this only happened once in a business career.
"Can do you a very nice black marble facing on the outside," he said, without looking up. "We may have just enough in the quarry, O King of the Celestial Orbs," he added hurriedly.
"Very good," said Tepic.
Pataclusp picked up a fresh tablet.
"Shall we say the capstone picked out in Electrum? It's cheaper to have it built in right from the start. You don't want to use just silver and then say later, I wish I'd had it.
Electrum, yes.
And the usual offices?
What?
The burial chamber, that is, and the outer chamber. I'd recommend the Memphis. Very select. That comes with a matching extra-large treasure room. So handy for all those little things one cannot bear to leave behind.
Pataclusp turned the tablet over and started on the other side.
And, of course, a similar suite for the Queen, I take it. O King, who shall live forever.
Eh?
Oh, yes, yes, I suppose so, said Tepic, glancing at Dios. Everything, you know. Then there's the mazes, said Pataclusp, trying to keep his voice steady. Very popular this era. Very important, your maze. It's no good deciding you ought to have put a maze in after the robbers have been. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I'd go for the labrys every time. Like we say, they may get in all right, but they'll never get out. It costs that little bit extra, but what's money at a time like this? O Master of the Waters. Something we...